It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, or good morning and hello. Want to shake things up a little bit.
And we recommend date night activities for people who want to get out and be romantic in Chapel Hill and Carrboro around.
Yeah, right? It feels like I haven't talked to you in weeks.
I know, we haven't done this in, because last week was New Year's, right. The week before was Christmas, So it's been like 3 weeks since we've had a date night episode.
Oh, man.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Happy 2022. Yeah. May it be as good or better than 2021.
I'm still signing my checks 2019.
Yeah.
Out of the principle of the thing at this point.
I mean, you're not wrong. So, first time we've done this in a couple weeks. It's the start of a new year.
Right.
What the heck is happening in our community that
no
we can
idea.
Pivot Ooh. Into a date night?
All right, I got it. So, last hour, if y'all were listening, we had Tommy Stinson on the phone. He is a rock legend. It was really cool to talk with him. He was the bassist for The Replacements, great rock band, bassist for Guns N' Roses for a long time. He's on a solo tour now. He's coming through Chapel Hill, and very weirdly, they're just going to be busking on the street on Saturday afternoon somewhere on Franklin Street. They don't actually know where yet they're going to be, but somewhere on Franklin Street, they're just going to be hanging around and playing with Diane Gentile. And it's going to be a really cool opportunity to go and catch a rock legend super up close and personal. So if you were so inclined to head there with that special someone and check that out, where might you go afterward for a date night?
All right. Well, I got answers for you, Aaron.
All right. Lay it on me.
And it's because you don't know where this event's happening.
Right.
I'm going to throw a whole bunch
probably
of options.
Probably on Franklin Street, but who even knows?
We'll assume Franklin Street. These trying times.
Yep.
So I think the first gut check is it's gonna be West Franklin, away from campus. But I'm gonna start East Campus,
all right.
East Side.
Work our way over to where the thing actually will probably be.
Yeah, probably. All right. So I think a really cool place for a rock legend to play would be Peace and Justice Plaza.
Fair.
Right there. And a place that you and I went to for the first time a couple months ago at this point, was True Deli, right down Henderson. They have a great little patio area. If their doors are open, the indoor space can definitely hear everything that's going on down there. And that's where I would want to go if something were happening on that side of town, because one, delicious sandwiches and beer and whatnots. But number two, you're a little bit away from the action. You're close enough to Zogs and Imbibe that you can do other stuff. And if somebody's a rock legend and they're sitting out there with a straw hat that you can throw money into, I think that's a fun place to be.
I like that. That's cool. We went to True and they were having a day because their credit card machine was down. Was that what it was? They were only taking cash. Everyone was super chill about it. And it's very refreshing and reassuring in this troubling time when everyone is super tense and there's so much heavy stuff happening in the world that we walked into True and everything was just going bonkers and nothing was working and nothing was going right. And everyone, both staff and customers, were like, yeah, we're going to get through it. It's fine. Yeah. We're together. It's all cool.
The weirdest thing for me was their online ordering system was down. So they got out the old backup pad where you wrote things down.
Yeah.
They couldn't do credit cards. So they had to do cash. And everybody there just happened to have cash.
Because who has that?
Yeah,
but yeah.
I only did because that was before or right around when I got my industrial piercing, and I thought that I would just have to tip in cash, but I could do it with my card. So I had $60 in cash.
We'd also just gotten back from Vegas, so we had a bunch of
Vegas money.
Anyway, it worked.
Yeah. Anyway, East Franklin, go hang out at True near Peace and Justice. Counter offer, go.
I will head a little bit west on Franklin Street and go to the center of it all, the corner of Franklin and Columbia, where there's two new places that are open. Seafood Destiny just opened up. If you haven't been there yet, this is a great opportunity to go, right on the corner of Franklin and Columbia. Also, right around the corner is Momo's Master on Columbia, which is a really cool place. Both of those are basically right across the street from each other. And if you have not yet been to either of those places, what a great opportunity to go see some cool music and then head over and check out those two places.
Yeah. So That's that side of town.
I don't know
right?
how romantic Seafood Destiny is, but I feel like if you're romantic enough, you can make romance ever,
okay,
anywhere.
One, with a name like Seafood Destiny.
It has to be good.
How can it not be romantic?
That's
and
true.
And you're right. It's all about who you're with.
Yes.
So if you're with somebody on the other end of town, again, in
the other end, three blocks down the road,
the other side of the street,
West Franklin now.
West Franklin. Another place that you and I had been for the first time not terribly long ago would be Franklin Motors. Right there, like across from Al's, near the Papa John's and the Jiffy Lube, almost in Carrboro, but not quite.
What's the most romantic setting? Well, it's right next to the Papa John's and the Jiffy Lube, Aaron.
Some of the best places are near a Papa John's and Jiffy Lube, I'll have you know. But Franklin Motors is one of them. It's got everything I like. I'm not going to do a Stefan-style list, but it's got...
This place has everything. Beer, food trucks, a hat.
It does, but you have to bring the hat.
Yes.
But we went for the first time, like, opening week, crowd out the door. I think that it's now a much more reasonable space. They also have a big outdoor, like, patio area where, you know, they can move a picnic table. Mm-hmm. And then a local rock legend or a non-local rock legend could probably convince the owner to let them set up
there and
busk a little bit.
Tommy, Diane, if you're listening, we're giving you lots of options for where to bust. They're still figuring it out. So Franklin Motors is really cool because Mike Benson, the owner, also used to own Southern Rail,
right,
which had that really cool vibe of they had multiple rooms. Like there was the bar area. There was the like little space out back, the outdoor space. There was the bar car. There was like a leather little bar off to the side of the main bar. And all of those were separate rooms with their own unique, cool vibes. And that was what was really fun about Southern Rail. Franklin Motors is similar. They've got, I think, three different bars where you can order drinks. They've got a food truck. They've got an upstairs, like a rooftop-y kind of space. They've got an inside. They've got an outside. Several different places where you can go and enjoy. And each one of those spaces has its own kind of unique, cool vibe. So I like how they've managed to recreate the Southern Rail atmosphere of just cool variety in Franklin Motors in a space that was basically just a parking lot, which is cool.
Yeah, and you know, Southern Rail like is a place where I would go and hear music. I think one of the best shows I heard in Carrboro was a band. I can't tell you who they were, but at the very end of their show, they did a chiptune version of a popular Cranberry song. And it was amazing. So why not have an amazing busking experience on that side of town while you're hanging out at Franklin Motors?
And that's date night. Red Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.